And we're going to take you to two of Gonangwala's producers, one of them who was currently working with him, one of them who worked with him in the past. And I'm going to start in the past. His former SAFM producer, Sibongile Mtafu, joining us on the line now. Sibo, hi. Lovely to have you on to be able to share your memories of Xolani.
Yes, hi, Joe. So I worked with Xolani at SAFM when he was the anchor for the morning show, and also when he also anchored the afternoon show. So I like to sort of follow him around because he was the best person to work with. I mean, his workmanship was unparalleled. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've worked for so many anchors, so many presenters as a producer, but Gwala was just in a league of his own. You know, I mean, this guy, he arrived before anyone else in the morning. I mean, we did the morning show perhaps for about 2 years or so together, and until he then moved to, I think, 702. And he would get there between 3 a.m. and 3:30. Every single morning without fail. I mean, most of the time the anchors actually arrive, you know, they join the team. You know, the team arrives first and then the anchor joins afterwards.
Yes,
but he was always the first one at work, and he was always reading something, you know?
He's a voracious reader.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, as a young journalist, you know, that left an indelible, what can I say? I learned a lot from him, you know, because I just thought to myself, geez, here's this guy who already knows so much, but yet he took the time to still learn, and he was just always hungry for information. And you know what? Bakwala, usually called him Bakwala, you know. He was naughty, he was mischievous. He always had, you know, something naughty to say, you know. And his infectious laugh, you know, he was so naughty. But everyone was just at ease around him. He was so approachable. I mean, someone of his caliber, one would think, you know, you need to, you know, give him certain airs and greet him in a particular way. No way. That wasn't Gwala. You know, he just let everybody feel that, you know, they can just talk to him, approach him. And so, you know, these past couple of months, I must say that not hearing him on the airwaves, I feared the worst, you know.
Yes,
he was always like sort of in my mind, you know, I wonder how Gwala is, you know. And, you know, it was just so devastating to wake up to the news this morning. Like my heart just sank, you know, that Gwala is gone. You know, life is so unfair, so totally and completely unfair. But yeah, all I can say is that, you know, Godspeed to his family, you know. My heart just goes out to his three young daughters. You know, he'd always sort of show me pictures of them, you know, and he loved his family so much. He had such a big heart.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. But my heart just goes out to the family and everything. He will just be sorely missed. And I must say, just the nuggets of wisdom that I've learned from him, you know, I've carried this throughout my journalistic career. And I, you know, it's just unfortunate that not a lot of people are like him, you know, and
yes,
that's what makes it even more sad. We've just lost someone really, really, truly special. But yeah, it was a sad day in the office when he left for 702, I must say.
Yes,
you know, I was
yes,
like, mm, okay, but, you know, because, you know, when you work with someone so well and it's just everything just gels so well. You
yes.
get these great ideas. It, you know, as a producer, to work with an anchor who also just, you know, just elevated the game in terms of content production,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
You came to work with a spring in your step because you just want to show him that, you know, you also can, you know, get that particular guest or, you know, get that particular story on air, you know, in the right way and all of that. And he always, you know, one memory I have of him, he always used to ask me, before big events, like really major events, like budget speech or whatnot, we'd always do like outside broadcasts. So he would ask me to prepare like a thick file of research material
yes.
that he would take home to read.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And because I already knew him and what he wanted, and he was a deep researcher, he was a deep reader. So I would put the best stuff in that, in that file, all the important aspects. And, at times you just think, this person's going to peruse through it. And, the following day, I'd see him, maybe he would be on the plane on the way to that outside broadcast or whatnot. He highlighted stuff. He did notes. And so his workmanship was unparalleled.
I really feel for you today because, in and amongst everything else, besides losing a most wonderful human being and family member and friend, we've really lost a top broadcaster. And that kind of work ethic has become so rare in our business, I must tell you, there's so few presenters who actually really prepare hard for shows these days. And I always thought he was just a magnificent example of what it takes to be a good presenter if you want to succeed. And so many young people in the newsroom have missed out on seeing this work ethic come to life in the form of Xolani Gwala. We are going to take a short break now, and thanks Bongile Mdafu, his former SAFM producer, for